And now, the KHMB Feature Story of the Week. A look at people and events making a difference on the coastside.
The KHMB Feature Story of the Week is brought to you by Granola's Coffee House, located on Highway 1 next to BK Motors in Half Moon Bay. Granola's Coffee House, featuring specialty coffees, fresh baked goods, and free Wi-Fi.
Farmers markets. We love to go to them. That's this week's topic of the week. I'm Cindy Menzel, and today we're talking with Erin Torme. Welcome, Erin.
Hi there. Happy to be here.
Oh, so great. If you are traveling through Half Moon Bay or the coastside here, you can make note that everything we're going to talk about pretty much is going to be on coastsidefarmersmarkets.org. So that's their website. Want to make sure we mention that. But first, Erin, tell us a little bit about where the farmers market is here in town and what they sell and what do we need to know about the farmers market?
The farmers market is located at in Shoreline Station on Saturday mornings from 9 to 1. We open up on the first Saturday of April, and we run through the Saturday right before Christmas every year. Basically, it's pretty easy at the intersection of Highway 1 and Kelly Avenue. You can't miss it. There's a whole bunch of white tents out there full of primarily coastside farmers, ranchers, fishermen, and food makers. Our farmers markets are pretty different and kind of distinct, and we're really proud of the fact that most of those distinctions come from our very local focus on food, farming, and all of the things that are so important to people. So the vast majority of our farmers and ranchers come from the coastside or from San Mateo County, and that's really different. I think it makes a big difference to people knowing that they can basically see or drive by where their food's coming from, and they're eating their view when they get it home.
Yeah.
And the really important thing, it keeps those dollars flowing within our own agricultural economy out here on the coast, and that's really important, that trifecta, you know, supporting the farmers, supporting the families who are buying those foods, and keeping that money in the local economy. So we're really proud of that history and that trajectory.
And you should be proud of it. Now, how long has the farmers market been around?
I opened our first farmers market in Half Moon Bay on July 6th, 2002, and I remember it distinctly because it was my birthday.
Oh, well, that's lovely. Now, do you do more than one farmers market?
I personally now just do the Half Moon Bay Farmers Market. I'm also a farmer. I don't know if people know that or not.
Okay.
I started the farmers markets because there wasn't one in Half Moon Bay. There wasn't one in Pacifica. I started my farm around the same time as Dee Harley started Harley Farms, about the same time as Blue House Farms started, all these sort of first-generation farms that were starting to spring up in the late 90s, early aughts. And we did not have a local farmers market to take advantage of. So I started looking around at some of the larger markets over the hill up in San Francisco. College of San Mateo was pretty well established,
uh-huh.
But most of us couldn't get into those markets or couldn't really make it work. So
right.
We started one here in the parking lot of what's now Pasta Moon, used to be called Citrella. Paul,
right.
Who owns Shankman's, who owns Sam's, helped us get it going. And it was there until 2008 when we moved in our season 2009 at our current location. And then we opened the market, and we were approached by the city of Pacifica about that same time, right around the end of 2008. And so we opened the farmers market in Pacifica, which is on Wednesday afternoons from 2 until 6 p.m. And that's right at Rockaway Beach Road and Highway 1. So we have two opportunities for our local farmers to work with their local communities. And those are the two markets that we manage and run. And then we supported up until it unfortunately closed, but the Pescadero market and the little one in Loma Mar
with
market programs doing some background administrative work for them to keep them afloat.
Well, and the farmers market is so fun. And not only do they have the food, which is just amazing, especially from a Midwesterner, and I've heard tourists really love that, but you have local people who make clothes, and you feature local musicians, and you also feature some of the local nonprofits.
We've had a program since day one to make sure that the kind of community forum or the sort of de facto town square that our farmers markets have turned into are available and accessible to our community-based organizations, so they can, let people know what events they've got going on or look for volunteers or in some cases do fundraising, but a lot of it's just providing a forum for really solid person-to-person outreach. So we always make sure there's a booth and a tent and everything set up so that everyone can take advantage of that. And it's a really important part of things. We do focus primarily on food at our markets. We don't do a lot of artisanal work except for around the holidays and that
right.
sort of thing. We're constrained in terms of our space in both locations. So we really want to make sure those farmers and ranchers and fishermen and food makers have first dibs on the space. But we always, always, always have a spot for nonprofits to get their message out to the community. And those are sponsored by, we have really great sponsors like the Odd Fellows, is one of them. A number of the different land preservation groups in the area. We have, kind of a nice bunch of business owners and organizations who understand the value that there is for their organization to be associated with our market and have that opportunity to, you know, get the word out.
Right. It's such a wonderful resource. And one of the things that I did not realize you do is you provide food. Your organization also provides food. Can you tell me about the food distribution that you do? And is the current, what's going on currently, is that having an impact on what you're doing in terms of providing food to the community?
The short answer to the question that you asked at the end there is yes, the current political climate is certainly creating some challenges, not just for us, but for everyone in the nonprofit community serving world. We have a number of programs at the farmers market that we're really proud of. And we're proud that we also were the pilot sites for a number of programs that are now both statewide and available nationally.
Really?
And that's kind of, oh yeah, it's kind of a big deal.
It's yeah.
pretty fun. The Half Moon Bay site in 2003 was one of the pilot sites for the Senior Farmers Market Nutrition Program, which we still operate and offer, and that's a benefit that's available to seniors basically it's available to seniors. It's a one-time benefit. There's a little packet of checks there. It's not a huge amount of money, but it can make a real difference for a senior, these little checks that are only available to use at a participating farmers market. And we also have a grant that we receive working with our partners who operate the farmers markets in other parts of San Mateo County so that we can match those, so it doubles them. We have,
nice.
We were the pilot site for the now statewide market match program, and that's a program that's available for folks who are participating in CalFresh, which is our California's Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program. So if you're a CalFresh participant, you bring your card to the market, and you want to take up to $20 each visit, we can match your benefits. So if you're spending $10 of your benefits that day, we give you an extra $10 to spend
wow.
on just fresh fruits and vegetables. And that one's funded through the California Nutrition Incentive Program, which I'm happy to say, with some help from Senator Becker, we got put back in the governor's budget when it got cut out last year, and we're working with him right now to make that a permanent ongoing funding stream within the California state budget. That program serves markets, over 300 of them, from way north up in California in Humboldt County all the way down to San Diego out to Inyo, and I'm very pleased to say that started with our markets in Half Moon Bay and Pacifica and six other markets in this region, and has grown to a program that supports over $38 million worth of food purchases every year. And then based on that program,
wow.
we noticed, I know, it's a big deal. It's totally great. But what we experienced over the last few years is that there's also a program that, through WIC, which is the Women and Infants and Children's Program, that works very much like the Senior Farmers Market Nutrition Incentive Program. That one's also now a nationwide program. But what we noticed was that with, particularly in our area where we have a higher than usual cost of living and also a higher than usual local minimum wage, that there's an awful lot of who make just a little bit too much money. If you make even $10 a year more than the income eligibility level, which is set at the federal level,
right.
you do not qualify for any benefits whatsoever. So we started Local Match, which is a program where if you are a Coastside resident and you would like a little bit of support, and we're really there for making the fresh local choice affordable and accessible to everyone. So you just come to the market, let us know that you would like to participate in that program. You give us your $10 in cash and we can turn that into $20. All of that's funded locally, so there's been no impact on our budget. We don't have to report back to the feds. We don't report to anyone. It's a self-declaration situation, and people both organizationally and mostly it's a number of people in our community who donate a few, you know, anywhere from $20 to numbers with commas in them every year to make sure that that program's available to folks, because there's really not a lot for you if you go past that income eligibility level.
Well, so, congratulations and thank you for all you're doing, because the Farmers Market, which is Saturdays here in Half Moon Bay, it's fun providing and promoting our local farmers, but it's doing so much to help feed the community, especially for those in need. So, Aaron Torme, thank you so much for your time. I'm Cindy Menzel, and this is Feature of the Week.
Our thanks to Cindy Menzel for a look at our popular farmers market held every Saturday at Shoreline Station. Fresh organic produce from local farmers. For Radio Magazine, I'm Jim Henderson.